our head, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and pending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. May God bless you to our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. And keep on holding to his hand, his unchanging hand, his unchanging hand. If anybody change, it'd be us. And he ain't gonna change. He God today, yesterday, and forever. He the same. Hallelujah. Thank God for our choirs. Thank God for our choirs. Thank God for our choirs. Matthew 16, 24 through the 26th verse. Still in our series. God who needs nothing. Number 157. The God who needs nothing from you. God who need nothing from me. He God alone. He need nobody. He God by himself. Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Hallelujah. Still dealing with the soul. Something very important about our soul. Most people take it lightly if they really know what the soul is. Take it lightly. That soul is real you. The soul, man became a living soul. We take our soul too lightly. Take it too lightly. It's valuable to every person. Valuable to every person. God created the soul. He loved man. He created man in his image and after his likeness. Man is to keep on living. That's what a lot of folks don't realize. that the man cannot never stop living. And we need to understand that. We need to understand that. And my brothers and sisters, we need to understand God is bigger than the Bible. The Bible is not the beginning of God and not the ending of God. And after we read the whole Bible, we don't know all about God. People need to understand. You hear people brag on, "I read the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation." And don't even understand Jesus well. Some of them, you know, they really, they, I'm not trying to be dogmatic, but a lot of times you do it to brag about. You do it just to brag. "I read the whole Bible and still ain't speaking to your neighbor." It's nothing to boast and brag about. You can read the whole Bible and still don't understand so much in it. And don't read it just for that. Just to brag, "I read the whole Bible." Understanding the Bible, and then you do what it said, that's when you're blessed. That's when you're helped. But if you ain't doing nothing you said, you might as well not read it anyway. Folks just read it to brag about. Make you think you something. Man, you know nothing. Yeah, you got to understand it. Then after understanding, then what? Do it. Then you make it brag on something. But if you're not doing it, you might as well just not read it at all anyway. God, he everything to us. And watch this now. And after we have read it, you don't read it. After reading the whole Bible, it's just an introduction to God. That's all. It was God who created the Bible, and not the Bible created God. It's God's thing. It's not our thing. And when you find folks like that, they boasting. I mean that now. I don't mean a bit of harm. You're boasting, you're bragging. And make folks bow down to you and let like you know something. And they ain't shaking hands with your brother. Just reading the Bible, it's for us to know him. I said to know him. And when you know him and want to do what he said, then they can see something in you of God. Read it, ain't doing it. It ain't helping you not at all. Bless his holy name. Nothing and nobody will never know all about God. Nothing. Y'all hear what I said? I said nothing and nobody. See, man got computer now. He think he find something he don't know about God. Don't realize God made computer. And computer can't find God. The computer don't need God. We the one need God. Not the computer. The computer can't find God. God in a class all by himself. Nothing and nobody. Young folks always remember that now. Nothing and nobody will never know all about God. He God alone. I say he God alone. If he God alone, what he need with me? What he need with you? What he need with us? Nothing. He was God before he made nothing. Ain't going to be God when something here. Ain't going to be God when everything goes. God is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. And he take care of the middle of everything. Oh, I get a happy thing about it. I know you're a big fella, but what God need with you? You're a bad fella, but what he need with you? God Almighty, he God by himself. I go far enough to say this. God didn't make you to help him. He made you to help yourself. He needs nothing. If I stop coming to church, the church will die. Die and see. He's in a class all by himself. God can make birds worship him. He can make the dogs get to howling out there. What they howling for? God got them howling. You won't say nothing, but God makes something, says something for him. Everything got sense enough to worship God but man. I'm glad he put me on his side. From the depth of my heart, I'm glad he put me on his side. Never been nothing, but by his grace, I'm what I am. Nothing to brag about. You got nothing to brag about. Nobody got nothing to brag about. God gave everything you got. God gave it to you. And can take it when he feels like it. You're going to leave it or it going to leave you. And folks, to brag because they said one or two scriptures. And he ain't speaking to your own neighbor. God Almighty. And my brother, nothing and nobody, again, will never know all about God. He God alone. And my brother and sister, there was a beginning for everything. But before there was a beginning, God was. The beginning didn't start God, but God started in the beginning. Because we own the beginning and the ending and the middle. I can't leave the mill out here. I heard somebody, what about the mill? He in the mill too. God of mine. And my brothers and sisters, God is from everlasting. Everybody's everlasting. Say it again. He's from ever to. Ain't no start, ain't no ending. He's from what? Two. Well, where you come in at? You didn't help him do nothing. He from everlasting. Didn't nobody start God. He from everlasting to everlasting. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, God is from everlasting to everlasting. God start to go and destroy man by water. And man couldn't do nothing about it. But he loved man so, so. He gave him another chance. Let's stop a minute. Think. Stop a minute. We don't talk about the fluid so much. And God started to destroy man by water.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's right.
God Almighty. I want y'all to see a huge God who can drown everybody on the face of the earth with water.
Right.
Think about that. God who owns the oceans. Everything in the ocean obey God but us, but he could have drowned every human being.
Yes, sir.
But he changed his mind. Why, Reverend Walker? Because the mercy of God, the grace of God, gave us another chance. I'm trying to let them see something. We didn't help God do nothing. And God doesn't need us for what? Nothing. It's an honor to do something for who? A real one? He can use the bird to take your place.
All right, all right.
The bird, yeah. Yeah, you the bud. The bud can't drive. Let Darcy. Dog can get a bird and just set him on top of the seat. I know it sounds funny. I said he can do it. It's not nothing that God can't do. I said not nothing that God can't do. He can do anything he wants to do, and can't nothing and nobody stop him. He God alone. I'm so glad he put me on his side.
All right.
And that's what I love about the Lord. If God for you, Jesse, who can be against you?
Nobody.
When you got God on your side, you got the majority.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
God Almighty. God is some God that we will never fully understand. Even when we go to heaven, we'll never fully understand God. Nothing and nobody can never fully understand God. And you never will. When I get to heaven, I'm going to find out. You ain't going to find out nothing. But set yourself down and say, hallelujah. That's all you're going to say. What you going to find out anyway? What you looking for? I'm just glad to be here. Should I say it like this, y'all? You know, a big audience right there about to. What you waiting up for you, Jimmy? Lord, Lord, you done that for me. Lord, have mercy. But man, what he done that for? Lord, you have done all these things for me. What you done, man? Lord, you done everything for me. Walker, what he done for you? I'm just glad to be here. Just to bless being his brother. Bless his holy name. God sent his son in this world. Oh, he sent his son in this sinful world. His name Jesus. Well, Reverend, what he come here for? That's a good question. I said, that's a good question.
Yes, sir.
A lot of folks don't even know what Jesus come here for.
Right, man.
God Almighty.
Right,
what he come here for?
Amen.
Jesus come in this world to seek lost souls.
Yes, sir.
Lost souls. Why they got lost? They got lost in the garden.
That's right.
Man got lost from home in the garden. When he messed up, the devil messed him up and fooled him. That's fooling a lot of folks right now.
Yes.
He got lost from home.
Yes.
And wasn't no way to get back to heaven. So that's where he come from. He came out of God on his own, but he got lost.
That's right.
Because the devil fooled him. And that same devil is still alive and fooling folks right now. Jesus, everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
We take him lightly. Mary, baby.
Yeah.
Little Mary, baby. You treat him like a little baby.
Yes.
God Almighty. Yes. He is God.
Yeah. Yeah.
God Almighty. He come to take on man's flesh.
Yes,
to let you know you can make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I'm in flesh and the devil is a spirit, but in the flesh I got Jesus on the inside. Jesus come down in this nasty, sinful world to help us.
Yeah.
To help us. Man didn't have no help. The devil said, come here, boy. The devil. He was already here.
Yeah, already here.
You couldn't do nothing with the devil.
All right.
God got his son.
Yeah.
To come down here to face who?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
to save our what? Our soul came from heaven. Our body came from the earth. He come back at what? The soul. The devil wanted to destroy our what? But God sent his son. Can I say it like this, y'all? He sent the top FBI. To destroy the devil.
Yeah.
Can't nobody do nothing with him but Jesus.
Yeah.
God Almighty. And Jesus called himself, the devil called himself tackling Jesus.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad you got Jesus?
Yeah.
On your side.
Yeah.
The devil may run after you like he don't kill you, but he sees Jesus, he got the bad up. He can't.
Yeah.
Can't touch him. Can't touch him. He can't touch Jesus. Jesus too much for him. I said he's too much for him. So get the preacher, get the telling folks, fooling folks. I saw Jesus wrestling with the devil. What Jesus looked like wrestling with a boogie devil? It ain't nowhere in the Bible what Jesus wrestled with no devil.
That's right.
Jesus got all power in his hand. His father delivered everything in his hand. He tell the devil, come here, boy. Come here, boy. He may be an altar, but he got to come. God put everything in the hand of Jesus. Watch the power of Jesus. Watch the power of God. They got him. I said they got him. Can't do nothing with heaven. Can't nobody run heaven but God. God owns this whole universe. Always remember, young folks, he sent Jesus here to help you.
Well,
he is your only out from going to hell. He is your only out for your soul. Because we don't match with the devil by ourselves. Somebody had to hit the devil side the head. Not his feet, not his hand, but you got to hit his head. The head means you're dead if I hit that. Is that right, man?
That's right.
I can beat him on the leg all he wants. He still can bite me.
That's right.
But boy, but you hit the head. You know, back when children, mom said, boy, hit the snake head.
Yeah.
My mama taught us how to kill a snake.
Yeah.
And the devil ain't nothing but a snake.
Yeah.
You kick his tail all you want. You can cut him in half, he still will bite you.
Yeah.
I said, you cut him in half, he still will bite you. You got to hit the head.
Yeah.
God sent his son to hit the devil head.
Yeah.
We kicked him on the leg, but he still chained up. But God sent his son.
Yeah.
To hit him on the head.
Yeah.
I like that boy.
Yeah.
And why, watch God. God just put up with him a little while.
Yeah.
Just put him up with him a little while. He knows what he can do. See, God ain't stressing his head wondering what I'm going to do. He already knows what he's going to do. God knows his work from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
God ain't stressing his head. What? I made a mistake. God can't make no mistake.
Yeah.
What God look like making a mistake? What is a mistake to God?
Yeah.
Reverend Walker, you tell me he can't mess up no kind of way. Watch this, I'm going to look for that. Before the foundation of the world, God knew from T to E. He had to go work on nothing. God fixed everything he wanted to fix. He sat down. See, all that ain't nothing else I'm got to do. He fixed it already.
Yes.
And didn't know he sat down, know what he said. He said, start.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everything already what? Moving.
Yes, sir.
Everything already started. He ain't got to get up to do nothing.
All right.
So it's already fixed.
Amen.
God Almighty. Just the kind of God we serve.
Yes.
He come to help our souls.
Yes.
And Jesus is the one.
Yes.
That he sent a helper.
Right.
You ain't never saw nobody die and get up when he get ready.
Right.
Somebody got to call somebody's name.
Yes, sir.
Who you ever thought about can die.
Uh-huh.
And not matter, folks, they knew he was dead.
Yes, sir.
What the matter, they even checked it out.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Thank you.
And he wanted to break his leg, but what a bone be broken in his body.
Yes, sir.
And they checked, he was dead.
Yes, sir.
He was dead.
Yes, sir.
He died.
Yes.
Help somebody die when he get ready. And live when he get ready. He come to help us.
Yes,
I know why. So somebody died when he get ready, and then live when he get ready. Cause he who? God. Where you come from, Reverend Walker? You're sticking with my servant. He come at your what?
Yes, sir.
You didn't have nobody help your what?
Yes.
I come to give your soul life.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's died.
Yes.
To God.
Yes.
I come to get that same life you had back again.
Yes,
through Jesus Christ.
Yes,
somebody had to pay the debt.
Yes.
He got his only begotten son.
Hallelujah.
Boy, we'll never fully understand this to save our life.
Hallelujah.
His son went down in the grave. For you and I.
Amen.
Young folks always remember that.
Yes.
For you and I.
Yes.
What wrong did Jesus do? That means you ought to give him all the glory and all the praise. If you saved, you ought to give God some praise and some glory. He went down in hell, living in hell for you and I, to keep us from ruin.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me who's going to take your spot.
Well,
nobody in your rat now will say, I'll die for your sister. Brother, I love you just that hard. I'll die for you. Raise your hand. Let me see you do it. God said what? No. That he gave his. And whosoever believes in him should not what? Should not go to hell, but have what? He's keeping us from going where?
Yeah.
Look how we treat him, though.
Yeah.
He went to hell.
Yes.
God Almighty.
Yes.
This is something we'll never fully understand on this side.
Yes.
He went to hell for me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you got to claim your own. I'm claiming mine.
That's all right, man.
Y'all get my point, don't you?
Yes.
Now, you claim yours if you want. I'll claim mine.
Yes.
He went for me.
Yes.
I said he went for me.
Yes.
Claim your own. He went for me. He went for the whole world, but you got to claim him yourself. He died for the whole world, but you got to claim him yourself. My mama can't, your mama can't claim it for you. You got to claim him yourself. Also can't claim him, you got to claim him yourself. He died for you, but if you never claim it, you never will get it.
Yes. Thank you.
Watch, I'm about to get happy. Watch Jesus. Die. He was deadly. They checked him out. Thought he was putting on. Oh, he died. He didn't have to die, but he loved us what? So. You can't do nothing with that so. He loved us so till he done something. We love folk. So, what we don't do, love us so until he
dies
to keep us from going to hell.
Yes.
And what, let me give my time, watch it, here he in the grave.
He's in the grave.
Look what he was doing, lawyer. You don't get me to call you lawyer, right? You know, but what was Jesus doing? Folks didn't know what happened. All they know, he died.
Yeah.
They put him in the grave. But what was he doing? God Almighty.
Yeah.
He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights.
Yeah.
God Almighty. Here's somebody who created death.
Yeah.
and a sat there. Because his father was in charge. Somebody had to die for man's sin if he wanted to go back to heaven. He couldn't find nobody good enough. Peter wasn't good enough. Paul wasn't good enough. Daniel wasn't good enough. Moses wasn't good enough. He had to find somebody better than they were. He got his only son. His only son. He come down and die on the cross for you and I. God Almighty. He died. Nailed him to the cross. Again, they checked him out. He died. Literally dead. They put him in a tomb and fastened the tomb up. And put men around it. Yeah. Say, God, a tomb. What you look like, God, a tomb? Now, you don't catch your loved one down to the graveyard and I put him wherever you want to put him, but he's dead. Yeah. And the film folk had given him that stuff, he's dead. That's what I heard, you know. He's dead. If he wasn't dead, he's dead then. Dead man. Dead man. In a grave. God Almighty. Don't realize who they buried. God Almighty. He stayed there 3 days. Where it won't be no little phony stuff. Warren started wanting to set up after 3 days. But he had to get out of there the fourth day. Couldn't run that body. God Almighty. And trust the God of tomb. What God look like around God in a dead man tomb? No, he's dead. We going to guard it. Fuck what? Who want him? He's dead. But the third day, God Almighty, he got up out that grave. Didn't nobody get it? Didn't nobody move no stone? The stone, the angel, the angel take orders from God. And here Jesus, getting up out the grave, died to keep us from dying. Boy, that's something to think about. See, he died, now he's coming back again, letting us know, I'm going to give that same life to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
That's when that soul is so important. We missed that soul.
Yes.
God Almighty. Your soul got to keep on living somewhere forever.
Yes, Lord.
Your soul.
Yes.
You're a living what?
Yes,
you keep on what?
Living.
You can't stop what?
Living.
You won't exist for what? Jesus ain't come out here for no temporary soul. He come out here for your soul because we're going to live somewhere forever.
Yeah.
That soul got to stay somewhere forever. That's really the gospel so important. Take the one something save a soul, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only thing to save a soul. Oh, boy. You see, your soul is a living soul. That's that God part in you. See, you're a living soul. You're not a dead soul. It's a living soul. Keep on what? You can't stop what? Well, watch this now. The key is right here. If it's going to keep on living forever, where it's going to stay? It can't really stop existing. So what's going to happen to it? It's up to you and Jesus. It's up to me and Jesus where you wanted to stay forever. Y'all see how simple it is, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's what folks got to understand. My body, that devil messed folks up. He dead. No, I'm not dead. The soul just left. And the body just went to the ground.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from, didn't it? You're going to roll it in him, but ain't nothing in it. I ain't being funny, but I'm just trying to be, I don't know, I'm just being fair. You know, some folks, they say, mama, daddy, my brother, there ain't none of your brother there. That's just a body now. Your brother out there. Mama not in there. Where mama gone, she already there. Where brother gone, he already there. That's just a house they lived in. God Almighty. That soul is important. And then when they get through with this, so watch this now. You see folks, I'm not making fun, but I just see folks sometimes, you know, they want to get in the casket. You know that? I want mama. Got to hold them, tell them loose. They don't really want to get in there, but you really want to. Got to wrestle. I don't saw folks wrestle with folks. You don't want to really, just open it up. You don't want to get in there. No, I'm going to get in there. It's a dead body in there. That soul not in there. Oh, mama, I love you. You better tell mama before she die. You better tell uncle before she die. So mama don't hear nothing. Body don't hear nothing. That soul is not in that body. That soul gone where God just sent it. Wherever walking, hell or heaven. That's not dogmatic, it's just the God heaven truth. If you didn't tell mama you love her while she was at it straight.
My Lord.
Yeah. Mama, I'll meet you over yonder, but make sure where mama gone. You better make sure where brother gone. Because they gone somewhere. Oh, how much. And they gone to be somewhere forever. But watch this now. God Almighty. But one day, that soul that's saved, God called it and take it to heaven. Okay? The soul that not saved, it goes down in hell. And stay right there at the judgment day. But it's in hell. One that saved, go be with God. God Almighty. One that lost, go in hell. I heard a lady say, boy, I thought you were going to jump on me. No, I better not go in there for a little bit. God knows I ain't going to bring that up, but it's years ago, many years ago, something happened. But anyway, that soul going somewhere is up to you. It's up to me where I want to stay forever. We don't take church like that. We don't take God's salvation like that. You're playing with your own what? Stop fooling yourself. You're going to stay somewhere forever. The Bible said it. If you don't believe the Bible, you haven't been born again in the first place. The Bible said you're going to stay somewhere forever. Because you can't stop existing because you're in the image and the likeness of God. God Almighty. But Jesus, those that say, he called them home to be with him. And one day God will destroy this earth. I said he's going to destroy this world. According to the word of God, he's going to destroy this whole world with fire. God Almighty. With fire. But those who born again is up there with him when they die. For him, I can use myself. If I die right now, I'm going to be with the Lord. I'm not up there with my head down. Wonder what they're doing. I ain't think about y'all. Watch this now. I'm not trying to be funny. He said, when you with the Lord is for what? Better. Absent from the body is what? Present with the Lord. And the Bible says, for what? To be with the Lord, then to be here. Saints don't mind the throne of God. They just have this law. They waiting on Jesus to come back. I said they waiting on Jesus to come back. They waiting on Jesus to come back at his church. They're not crying. They're not wasted. Yet they're happy as a lark. That soul is happy as a lark. Some folks say it may be asleep, but I don't believe that. I'm feeling this around the throne of God. Waiting on Jesus to come back at his church. And then, one day, it's going to happen. According to scripture. And you see the signs of his coming. All the saints of God. One day, gonna be caught up in the rapture. There's a trumpet gonna blow. Some writer went for enough and said, the trumpet gonna say, come up here, so. The boys off the archangel. The saints of God gonna be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so they'll ever be with the Lord. So how about the rest of us? One that lost will be right here on this earth. They're going to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, don't mind.
Yeah.
And their crying will be over.
Back up.
No more sickness.
Mama.
I don't think they got medicine up there.
Back up.
Yeah. I know they ain't got none, baby. I just said it, but you know this. They ain't got no nothing up. Ain't no mega magnesium or nothing up there. Ain't no headache, tablets, nothing. But when you leave this world, you're talking about a peace and a joy. I mean that. I just believe that from the depth of my heart. I believe when you see Jesus, it'll be a joy unspeakable. You can't even speak the joy. It's so much of joy, you can't even speak it.
Yes, Lord.
With the Lord.
Yes. Glory to God.
Be with Jesus. Jesus fixed it for us. They could hold him in the grave. And guess what, y'all? And one day, when Jesus come back at his church, even the bodies going to get up. The bodies. Your soul already up there. The graveyard got to loose the bodies. And when they loose the body, I'll get back in the body. But I'm saying it'll be a different body. It'll be a glorified body. When Jesus got about that grave, he had a what? A glorified body. And the Bible said, when we see him, we'll be who? Like him. Glorified body. A body don't have to go to the hospital. No more sickness. No more 360s. I read that praying on preacher. But boy, that's what's going to happen. You'll have a glorified body. You'll be with the Lord forever. I mean forever. No more doctor. No more hungry. No more nothing. You ain't got to worry about nothing else. You'll be with the Lord forever. Just think about nothing but saints of God.
Yeah.
Ain't got to look behind your shoulder and let somebody hit you on the head. No, everybody love Jesus. Yeah. Ain't no more backbite no more. No more lying on one another. Nothing but joy and peace forever.
Back up.
And the bones that in the grave.
Yeah.
This Bible, y'all. Some of y'all may not know. This Bible.
Yeah.
The bones in the grave.
Yeah.
The saints waiting on their glorified body.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bones done about rot almost.
Yeah.
Some of them rot. But guess what? When Jesus come back at his church, their body got to come back together.
Yeah.
The ankle bone connected to the foot bone. The foot bone connected to the whatever bone and all the other bones. But anyway, all the bones gonna come together. When I left there, you see some saints, they got old. They get hard to make it. They're dragging along. And we don't know how we're going to become. But anyway, you know, dragging. They got a stick and all that gas. But boy, but one of these days. I said, one of these days. One of these days. They ain't going to need this stick. Christine got a stick now, but one day she ain't going to need it. And God got it fixed so simple. Whosoever will, let him come. You can't beat that nowhere. Wonder why folks don't get any life to Jesus. Somebody please tell me. Anybody. Why folks won't get any life to Jesus? Somebody tell me. Don't be ashamed. Why? Why folks won't get any life to Jesus when they know they're lost? I know they won't. No more asking for a question. What is? Number one, shame. They are ashamed. That's the number one, baby. Ashamed. Ashamed. Ashamed of who? Ashamed of what? Shame to give your life to Jesus, and if I die, I'm going to hell and end up in the lake of fire with the devil forever. Somebody says, there's a second chance. And no second chance. If you die or die, you're on this side, you're there. How long? This is the second chance. Jesus come here once, they killed him. Now this is second chance. Ain't no third one. He come to die because he loved us. So he took the pain for you. Because he lived, we're going to live. They didn't keep him in the grave.
Catalog number 1806.
He didn't get up.
Catalog number 1806.
Well, we're going to get up the same way. And some of us not even going to go to the graveyard.
That's right.
Some of us going to miss the graveyard. Some going to be caught up in the rapture. There'll be change in a moment in the crinkling of an eye. At the last trumpet, the trumpet goes what? Sound. And the dead shall get up out of the grave with a glorified body. And then the soul will hook in. Look at that. The bone gonna come back together.
Back
the ankle bone connected to the leg bone, and the leg bone connected to the hip bone, and the hip bone connected to the back bone, and back bone connected to the neck bone, and the neck bone connected to the head bone. And all the bones gonna come together.
All right.
Salvation. I know what he's done for me. He'll save my life. He'll save anybody. I said he'll save anybody. I don't care how bad you thought you were. Me, Jesus. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Me, Jesus. I heard me was a bad nigga going in there. But something happened to him.
Yes, sir.
Me, Jesus. Right. I said, me, Jesus. That growl that you had, like a bulldog, it's like a ram now. Me, Jesus. When you were biting up folks, you started rubbing them. Like a ram. We take away the sins of the world. He'll change your life. I don't care how bad you think you are. I said, I don't care how, I know you was a bad nigga, but I don't care how bad you are. Give your life to Christ and see what'll happen. You'll start loving folks you hate. I said, you'll start loving folks that you thought you hate. The kind of God we serve. Jesus didn't come in the world for nothing. He come to change folks. That's what he come for. Come to change folks' attitude, their nature. Paul was the lowest down he ever lived, he said. Paul talked about how bad he was. But when he met Jesus, I said, when he met Jesus, he was a bad boy. Everybody was scared of Paul. There's a Paul in town. Folks running to Paul in town. But Jesus came to town. And old Paul was a bad joker. He bragged how bad he was. We know folks. He's known folks. Said a brother. We know folks. We not mean just kidding folks. All that stuff. But he met that hit Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And when Jesus hit him.
Yeah.
started loving.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Who let you to hit you? Why do you to hate somebody? Don't let Jesus hit you. If you don't want to, don't you let Jesus hit you. When he hits you, you start loving who you hate.
All right.
He come in this world to change folks.
Yeah.
He didn't come in here for nothing. Just do miracles. The miracle will change him. I change your life. If you give your life to me, I'll change your life. Whether you hate your wife, you'll start loving her. Whether you hate your husband, you'll start loving him. Whether you couldn't stand your mama, you'll start loving him. Couldn't stand your child, you'll start what? Loving him. Your next door neighbor, you'll start what? Loving him. Your co-worker, you'll start what? Loving him. There's something about Jesus. When he comes in your life, I mean really come in your life, he'll change them. I don't saw folks do it. God knows I have. You have too. On your co-workers and things. You have been. I went to church, God. I gave my life to Jesus. I love you, God. Yeah. Something done happened to
them. Yeah, that's right, pal.
Happened to them. You stop digging ditches for your neighbor.
All right.
Always when you're digging ditches, dig one for yourself now. So if you're falling, somebody, if you get straight out now, you're falling before your friend fall in. But when you love Jesus, he come in your life. You start loving folks you thought you'd never love.
Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's what Jesus come in this world for. Giving sight to the blind was secondary. Healing the lame was secondary. But number one is soul saving. It's priority. It changed your life. God knows it'll change your life. If you give your life to Jesus. He got it whosoever will. Folks may say, well, I'm a bad, I don't care how bad you are. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. If you got the chief, you know you'll get the little warriors. All right, he got the chief in him. Paul said, I'm the what? The chief of sinners. I persecuted the church. He called himself off, he persecuted the church. He killed church members. I said, he killed church members. That means that he was the king of sinners. Because I persecute the church. But he met Jesus. He met Jesus. And when he met Jesus, he started writing the Bible. I say he started writing the Bible. Lord, but change your life. And he had the man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth. And believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, what? Thou what? Thou shall be what? Saved. Saved from what? Hell. Saved from hell. Thou shall be saved from what? Hell. Don't be scared to say it. It's hell. And end up in the lake of fire forever. And when God made it so beautiful to you, and whosoever. But Reverend, you don't know me. I sure don't. But God knows you. I don't care how bad you ever thought you were. I dare you to give your life to Jesus. You start loving folks who you thought you'd never love. Because the love of God coming out of the heart. It ain't no put on love. It's real genuine love. It's just the power of God when you come in your life. And he had it so simple. If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Let me tell you why folks will give their life to Christ who lost. Because it sounds so simple. That's just too simple. That means a lot of folks, they hear the gospel because it sounds simple. It's too simple. He don't know me. No, you don't know him.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah, he knows you all right, but you don't know him. Folks were scared of Paul. I said, when he said Paul in town, they go high. But Paul missed right there and met the ball. I said he met the ball. Jesus, the ball, you know. Paul, God knocked him down. God Almighty. Went down to Master. I'm going to kill everyone. Come on, y'all. I'm going to kill every one of them. I'm going to get all of them. Boom, 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 boom. And God hit it. Bam! Ah, knocked him. It was crazy. He jumped up there. He died. But he didn't say that. Early Sunday morning. See, God changed your heart. God changed him. When God changed him, you know you changed. You started loving folks who you hated one time. I know y'all think y'all got a crazy preacher, but you got a real preacher. I'll prove you that. My job is to tell you about Jesus. And I know what he'll do. He'll do it. He'll make you start a lot of folks who you thought you hated. The love of God come in your heart. The love of God come in your heart. You're wonderful. What the hell happened to you? You used to hate that girl. Girl, you just don't know. Just don't know. Something done happened to me. Something done happened to me. I don't understand. No, I don't either. But I used to hate. But now the love of God done come in my heart. I love peoples now. For the love of God. No respect to person. I love peoples. Will they save or lost?
Yeah.
I want the lost saved because I'm saved.
Yes, Lord.
And if a man confess the Lord Jesus, which is now, believe in his heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one who will give your life? Let us stand. Let us stand. If you're lost, don't leave out here lost. Please don't. Please don't. You don't have to be a member of this church. We'll send you where you want to go. We just want to save. And every saved person in here wants to save. Will that be real? Want to give your life to Christ? You may come. Somebody will come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. But if you're lost, having given your life to Christ, you ought to come now. You go join church with your mom and dad and sister, but give your life to Christ. Will there be one? He loves you. He died for you. You can't keep on putting it off if you're lost. So if you won't die, you may when you're going to die. You may be looking good, living well, and fine, but you'll know when you're going to die. And you don't want to die out of Christ. You don't want to die without Christ being your Savior.